Tatis took a two-seamer down. Two balls and no strikes. Final in the Twin Cities. The Twins shut out the Rockies 5-0. Winners down at the Trop 5-2 over the Rays. Two balls and no strikes here to Joey Ortiz. Little brings home the pitch and a bouncer left side. That's going to be a very tough play for the third baseman, Kiner Falefa. He picks it with a bare hand, throws to first. It is late. Ortiz has himself an infield single. So Ortiz with his first hit of this game. He's 1-for-3 tonight. And now Jake Bowers will be the batter. Brewers trying to grow the lead. A two-run advantage right now, getting late in this game. Looking for some network health insurance runs as Bowers takes down and away. And it's 1-0. Brewers getting solo home runs tonight from Churio and from Adames. And another sack fly from Adames. There goes Ortiz. Pitches a strike. No throw from Kirk. He dropped the ball on the exchange. So a stolen base for Joey Ortiz. His fourth of the season. And it's another donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans in one name you trust. He got a great jump. One ball and one strike on Bowers. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Hit foul and out of play. And it's 1-2. Yoel Piamps is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Ray was great tonight. 7 innings, just the solo home run allowed to Alejandro Kirk. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bowers chased a curveball down and away. Bowers is out number two, and before Churio hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Blue Jays are going to intentionally walk Jackson Churio. So they will walk Churio to set up the lefty-lefty matchup with Bryce Terang. Interesting decision here by Toronto. First base was open after Ortiz stole second, so they elect with two outs here in the seventh to just put Churio on board and set up the lefty-lefty matchup with Bryce Terang. Can Terang make them pay? Terang is 0-for-2 tonight. Little's first pitch to him is hit foul and out of play. Third base side, it's 0-1. Terang walked back in the sixth and ended up going first to third on the single by Contreras and coming home on the sack fly by Willie Adames. 0-1 pitch. Terang a chopper. Third base side. Kiner Falefa will get it on a big hop and win the race to the bag to retire Ortiz. And the inning is over. Brewers had a little bit of a threat in the bottom of the seventh, but nothing to show for it. They lead 3-1 as we head to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Farm is the place for the best Father's Day deals around. This week, save $60 on a Milwaukee M18 cordless two-tool combo kit. Now just $169. Get a 28-inch Blackstone griddle with cover and accessories on sale for $249.99. And bring the kids June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to decorate a free grilling apron just for Dad. Treat your special guy to everyday favorites and more this Father's Day at Fleet Farm.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseball fans, Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor the moment. Go to the eighth inning here in Milwaukee. Brewers with a 3-1 lead over the Blue Jays. And the Brewers go to the bullpen. Yoel Piamps takes over on the mound to work the eighth after 7 innings of one-run baseball from Colin Ray. Swing and a foul down into the dirt behind home plate by George Springer, who leads off the eighth inning. And it's 0-1. Ray, 7 innings, 3 hits, a run, and 3 strikeouts. The pitch missed down and away. And it's 1-1. Should say 4 strikeouts. It ended up with Colin. He added a 4th in that 7th inning. No walks. Gave up just the solo home run to Alejandro Kirk. And the pitch to Springer from Piamps misses down low. It's 2-1. Piamps has been great. He's pitched better than his numbers have indicated this year. The 2-1 lined into right, but right in the tracks of Churio. Barely has to move. Makes the catch for the first out. This was his longest outing of the year. He had gotten through 6 4 different times this year, but had not recorded an out in the 7th inning yet. Pitch is in there for a strike to Dalton Varsho, and it's 0-1. I should amend that technically, because in Boston, of course, he came in as the bulk reliever. 0-1. Swung on and fouled back into the net. And it's 0-2 on Varsho. Worked 5 2/3 in that game. Brewers had that no-hitter going into the 7th inning of that game at Fenway. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with that slider. Yoel Piamps with a couple of quick outs here in the top of the 8th inning. Ortho ASAP strikeouts. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So 2 down for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. First pitch in there for a strike. Nothing and one on Kiner-Falefa, who's 0-2. He's bounced into a double play tonight as well. Piamps always from the stretch, the 0-1. Missed down and away with a slider. It's 1-1. Tonight's 8th inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. Popped him up. Shallow left center. Adama's backpedaling, still going back, calls everybody off and makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Yoel Piamps here on the top of the 8th. Brewers lead it 3-1 as we go to the bottom half on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, 2 winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Hey.
Brewers with a 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Little stays out there on the mound for Toronto. And the Brewers will send Contreras, Yelich, and Adames to the plate here. With this 3-1 lead, trying to grow that lead with some network health insurance runs. Contreras 1-for-3 tonight. Little worked a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. His first pitch to Contreras is a sinker that misses outside. 1-0 on William. 5-for-22 on the road trip. 1-0 pitch. Missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Average sitting right where it was at the start of the game. 309 for Contreras. One of the top all-around players in Major League Baseball here in 2024. Little's 2-0 pitch. Chopper foul up the third baseline. It's 2-1. He got a curveball pretty much middle. Contreras just pulled that ball on the ground a little bit. Goes for a little walk outside the box, and now he's back in there looking out at Little the lefty, the 2-1. And he missed outside with a curveball. Didn't miss by much, but now a very friendly count for Contreras at 3-1. Little brings home the pitch and fouled out of play. First base side, count is full. It's 3-2. Brewers coming off a series win over the Tigers in Detroit. Trying to get this series off on the right foot against the Blue Jays. It's Trevor McGill starting to get loose in the Brewers bullpen. 3-2 pitch. Chopper on the left side. Big hop for Bichette. Gathers, throws to first. Little low, but a stretch and a catch by Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Contreras, who's out number one. Former Brewer Trevor Richards is getting loose in the Blue Jays bullpen. Remember, he was the arm that came with Adames in that trade in May of 21, and then he was flipped a little over a month later in a deal that packaged with Bowden Francis to Toronto to get Rowdy Tellez for the crew as Christian Yelich takes inside. It's 1-0. Pitch, and Yelich took a strike on a curveball that clipped the low inside corner. 1-1 to count. Yelich 0-for-3 tonight. Had a very good road trip. Swing and a miss at a curveball down and away. 1-2. Yelich looking out at Little. And the 1-2 offering. And he's able to check on a curveball that missed a little bit low. Count is even. 2-2. Adames in the on-deck circle. Brewers with a 2-run advantage right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. A 3-1 score. Little has thrown 24 pitches in relief. 2-2, swing and a miss at that curveball, and Yelich down on strikes, so two away. And now here is Willy Adames. He is the difference in this game. Brewers tied the game on Jackson Chourio's solo shot in the bottom of the third. And then Adames gave them the lead in the fourth with a solo shot, and then added the insurance with a sac fly that scored a run in the sixth. First offering to him, and a ground ball to short. Played on the forehand by Bichette. Sidearms it over to first in time to take care of Adames. And the inning is over. Brewers go down in order. We head to the ninth. Trevor McGill coming on. A 3-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance. What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
A perk of today's game in the balanced schedule, we get to see all the ballparks, including iconic places like the Green Monster. It's a shame to think of all the historic parks that are long gone. If you live in a historic home and need new windows, you wouldn't knock it down. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin have a team of experts who can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. And if you order from Pella through June 17th, get 0% interest for up to 48 months. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com.
Come on, guys, get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the only thing better than a sunny spring day is a grill full of using your sausage to go with it. Good to be back outside soaking up a little vitamin D, and if you can add some tasty protein from Usinger's too, well, go for it. Brats, Polish, Italians, the amazing all-beef Franks, and Elf on the label means quality on your table. Trevor McGill is on to try to finish this one up for the crew, a 3-1 lead, and it is a Fleet Farm Saves opportunity for McGill. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. Stepping back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, thank you, Grinny. And it is Alejandro Kirk to lead things off for the Jays. Trevor McGill on to try and nail this one down. Schneider next, then Horowitz. Alejandro Kirk lines one foul to right. That would have been at least a two-bagger and maybe three. And Alejandro disappointed, missed by about a foot and a half into the right field corner. He homered his second of the year. That came back in the third and then fouled out in the sixth. Trevor McGill. Here it is. Check swing and a fastball a little bit high. Even now at a ball and a strike. Ready to work. Here it is. Hit in the air and out of play down the right field side. Ball one and strike two on the Blue Jays catcher. Have been held only three hits in this game, trailing by a pair at 3-1. Trevor McGill deals, and he just missed. He wanted that one, so did Contreras. Wow. And Trevor McGill threw that one out of play. That one could have been two. But he's been consistent all night long, and it's both ways. Trevor, 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Up and in, and we're full now. Three balls, two strikes. Blue Jays have left only one. Brewers have stranded four. And the pitch. Hit in the air to center, playable. Perkins is there. There is one away, and the leadoff man, Davis Schneider, is the batter. Been a well-played game, well-pitched game both ways tonight. Blue Jays and the Cincinnati Reds on this homestand for the crew. Right now, Schneider, bullseye, 0-1. One strike on him. Blue Jays left fielder, Trevor McGill, all set. And the pitch. Bouncer hit to short. Willie Adames, a big hop and throws in time. Two down. Spencer Horwitz is the batter now. Last shot for the Blue Jays. There's two down in the ninth. Target up by Contreras on the pitch. Hit foul. They're ripping, swinging away. Fastball at 98 on that one. One strike offering, here it is. Swinging a line drive, base hit to left. Another fastball at 98. It's going to be that or that nasty breaking ball that McGill features. Well, Vladdy Guerrero is the batter now. And time for a trip to the mound by William Contreras, presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. New era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Sportsbook. A lot of good stuff. Restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. And Contreras has finished his chat with Trevor McGill. And we are set to go. Worried about Horowitz. Infield plays back. Now Guerrero and the pitch. Bouncer hit back up the middle and the play by Terang. What else? Behind the bag, he grabbed it backhand style and threw out Guerrero to end the game. You know, with the runner moving and Contreras going to come out of there throwing. Durang was moving in the right direction, too, to take a would-be throw, but instead, he took a base hit away from Vladdy Guerrero. Threw him out easily. Inning over. Blue Jays get a hit and leave a runner stranded. Final, Brewers 3, Blue Jays 1, back with the totals and the summaries on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your little Brewers fans who the real pests are.
Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball has been brought to you in part by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Grinning, they take the opener.
Yeah, the Brewers really play a very complete baseball game. They took advantage of the few opportunities they were going to get against Jose Berríos, and they turned it into a 3-1 victory. Three runs on six hits, no errors. They left four for Toronto, just one run on four hits, no errors. They left two. Colin Ray was spectacular tonight. Seven innings, three hits, one run, no walks, four strikeouts. He did it all on 85 pitches over the course of the night tonight. Good bullpen work from Piamson and McGill as well. Ray is now 5-2. The loss to Berríos, he falls to 5-5, and Trevor McGill collects his 10th save of the year. It took 2 hours and 13 minutes in front of 24,381 fans here tonight for game one of this series against the Blue Jays. 3-1 your final. Back to wrap up the game broadcast after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist, or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on water.
32 packs of Niagara Purified Water or Chippewa Spring Water. $3.69 each or two for $7.
High Karama, hot, hot prices on water.
$3.69 or two for $7.
We buy in truckloads. No one beats our price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
It's Woodman's.
Well, that is our game broadcast for tonight. Tomorrow, we have another one for you. It gets underway at 6:35 with the Menards pregame show. And then game two, UC Kikuchi is working for Toronto. He's not in the game. He's just working for the Blue Jays. No. He's pitching tomorrow, and the Brewers have yet to assign a starter. But we'll have everything else for you. Anyway, until then, this is Bob Uecker along with Lane Grindle and Kent Sommerfeld inviting you to stay tuned for Lane. He's got the postgame show, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, following our game broadcast. Once again, the final score was a dandy to open up this series against Toronto. Brewers 3, Blue Jays 1. So long, everybody. You are listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Fleet Farm is the place for the best Father's Day deals around. This week, save $60 on a Milwaukee M18 cordless two-tool combo kit. Now just $169. Get a 28-inch Blackstone griddle with cover and accessories on sale for $249.99. And bring the kids June 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to decorate a free grilling apron just for Dad. Treat your special guy to everyday favorites and more this Father's Day at Fleet Farm.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
With you from American Family Field, the Brewers winners in game one of the series here tonight by a final of 3-1 over the Toronto Blue Jays. Brewers get a great pitching performance from Colin Ray, Solo home run from Jackson Churio and from Willie Adames. A sac fly later from Adames as well. And they win this one 3-1 to take game one of this series. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show, and we welcome you into it. Let's take a look at some scores around the rest of baseball. Abbreviated schedule tonight in Major League Baseball. They are underway in Seattle. A 0-0 ball game between the White Sox and the Mariners in the top of the fifth. Top of the fourth in San Francisco. No score between the Astros and the Giants. A 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the third in San Diego between the A's and the Padres. And some finals for you. Baltimore 5-2 winners at Tropicana Field over the Rays tonight. The Twins shut out the Rockies 5-0 tonight in Minneapolis. And the Yankees winners over the Royals in Kansas City tonight 4-2. Yankees now 47-21 on the year. The Royals fall to 39-28. The Brewers 39-27 by virtue of their victory here tonight over Toronto. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show here. As we remind you that there's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, truly. And we remind you as well that the crew had 8 ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight. I should say 5 ortho ASAP strikeouts tonight from the Brewers pitching staff. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Let's listen in on Brewers manager Pat Murphy following tonight's victory.
Very good.
Was that a decision for you? Tough decision to not send Colin back out for the 8th? I think he's at 85 pitches.
Yeah. I say tough decision, but I mean, 8 ups is a lot for these guys. I don't do it very often.
Yeah.
It's a close ball game, and felt good about Pyatt's the way he's been throwing the ball the last few times. Colin was magnificent. Changed the game, and we obviously Willie and Churio's big homers, and Willie came through the big sack fly. That was Terang playing defense, hit the ball. He could have had 3 hits on any other night, but hit the ball right at people. And, interesting night. So,
yeah, just kind of looking at Bryce, if you look at the box score, you don't see a whole lot, but just kind of seemed like his fingerprints were all over the game between scoring on the sack fly, made that nice double, or not the double play, but
play up the middle to end the game.
The snag and the seventh inning just.
Yep. Yeah, he's a good player. You know, he's a good player, and I want him in there all the time. And he's getting more and more comfortable in his first kind of full-time role, hitting at the top of the order. And, he really, you know, affected the game, even though he was 0-3 or 0-4 or whatever. So, 0-3 with a walk.
That's Pat Murphy following tonight's 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. And we are joined just outside the Brewers clubhouse by tonight's starting pitcher and winning pitcher, Colin Ray. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, Colin. Just extremely efficient, I guess, would be the first thing that came to my mind when you think back on your outing tonight. You got a lot of early contact and a lot of soft contact. Colin is with us, but I don't believe he can hear me right now. So trying to work through that right now. Colin, can you hear me? Yeah, I cannot hear Colin. Colin, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There we go. We got Colin Ray with us now. Colin, just was saying, thinking back to your outing tonight, 7 innings, 3 hits, a run. You were extremely efficient. It felt like you just got a lot of early swings and a lot of soft contact.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing this year so far has been that first inning for me. It's been kind of a struggle, so I think just getting off to a good start there. And they got a lot of righties in the lineup, so being able to establish that fastball glove side early in the game was kind of big. And then I think that's what kind of led to the rest of the game.
Do you feel like you and William just got into a really good rhythm as the game went along?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job. He did a good job moving around both sides of the plate. I think it was just kind of an execution night. You know, he saw that we were kind of executing that backdoor sinker, and that played really well off of other stuff that we were attacking them with. And then, you know, they were pretty aggressive, so we were getting ahead and kind of using their aggression to our advantage. And, you know, we played great defense and got some key hits when we needed to.
You mentioned a very right-handed lineup that this Blue Jays squad runs out there. They had three lefties in the lineup tonight, so six righties that you were dealing with. You know, what have you seen from right-handed hitters this year as they try to attack you and approach you? Have you seen trends from what they've tried to do when there's been right-handed heavy lineups like tonight?
Yeah. I think it depends on team to team, but this is probably the most heavy right-handed lineup that I've faced this year. I could be wrong, but I think it is. And I think, like I said earlier, I think just establishing that glove side fastball down away, and that way I know my delivery's in a good spot too. And then, you know, working in with the heater when we need to. But I think that glove side down away, it allows the other pitches to play off it pretty well. And with them being as aggressive as they are, I think, you know, if we can establish that fastball, get some early weak contact, or even, you know, get some takes early in the count, that'll set us up to be in a good spot.
Colin, it's probably dangerous to think this way going into a start, but with the injuries that this staff has accumulated over the course of the year, and with the innings that have been asked of the bullpen at times over the course of the year, I'm not sure you put pressure on yourself to go deep in a game before you go out there, because that could be maybe a little bit dangerous. But when it's over and you see, hey, seven innings, and I gave the bullpen a night to rest a little bit besides Yoel and Trevor, that has to feel good, because you know how valuable that is right now to this pitching staff.
Yeah, I think we got a bunch of guys on our staff that's kind of our biggest goal, is to go, you know, at least six innings. I think, you know, anything less than six is, you know, we're not happy with it, I guess. And it's sometimes the situation of the game, you know, you really can't control it. You know, the score of the game and stuff like that, a lot of that's out of your control. But, you know, for the most part, I think we got some guys, you know, we have had some injuries, but at the same time, we have guys in our rotation that, you know, they want to go deep. And we got a bunch of bulldogs in the bullpen too that can come in and pick us up when we're not at our best. And so far, it's been working pretty good.
Colin Ray, the winning pitcher here tonight, and this win for the Crew, 3-1 over the Blue Jays. Colin, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Great job.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Colin Ray with us here on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. 3-1 your final. Brewers over the Blue Jays. Back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps of pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. Brewers 3-1 winners over the Blue Jays here tonight to take game one of this series. It's time now for the home run distance recap and the Willy Adames blast in the fourth inning. Traveled 417 feet. Home run distance is brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. We will go down on the farm and bring you the farm report. It is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Stop by Blaine's Farm and Fleet for all your lawn and garden needs, like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Shop online at farmandfleet.com. And of course, this is Monday. That means that there are no minor league scores to report tonight around minor league baseball. Mondays are off days. So we'll give you some scores tomorrow night when they get back into action. And for every Milwaukee home run, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. And so far this season, OAW has donated $7,000 for the 70 home runs hit by the Brewers to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to let you listen into the highlights of this one. 3-1 the final. Brewers over the Blue Jays here tonight in game one of this series. This is the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as the thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show. As the Brewers winners 3-1 over the Blue Jays tonight, time now for the postgame highlights brought to you by Prevea Health. At Prevea Health, they're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. And before they begin any kind of treatment, they take the time to listen and understand. Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Well, the Blue Jays come to town for this series, and Toronto playing good baseball coming in, one game below 500. They were winners of 9 of their last 13, and they had one of the better pitchers in the American League on the mound tonight in right-hander Jose Berríos. The Brewers would counter with Colin Ray, who has been very effective this year in his own right. And a scoreless baseball game changed in the top of the third inning with one out. Alejandro Kirk, who had hit a home run inside the left field foul pole to give the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead. But it wouldn't stay that way for long, because in the bottom of the third, Berríos, after picking off Jake Bowers, who had a leadoff single, was facing Jackson Churio. The pitch, breaking ball, hammered out towards left, going back is Schneider, onto the track, wall gone! Jackson Churio, his 7th home run of the season, and it ties this game at 1. Jackson Churio launches his 7th of the year. Brewers were tied at 1, headed to the top of the 4th inning. Colin Ray would really get into a good place from that point moving forward. He would work a 1-2-3 4th inning, and with one out in the bottom of the 4th, Willy Adames was looking to give the Brewers the lead. Berríos, the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hammered, deep left center field, that ball is back, it is gone! Adames gives the Brewers a 2-1 lead with his 10th home run of the season. Willie got a breaking ball. It was down a little bit, but he golfed it out of here to the Brewers bullpen in left center, and the Brewers had the lead 2-1. As we told you, Colin Ray got into a good rhythm. He would give up a bunt single with one out in the top of the 5th inning, but then induce a 4-6-3 double play one batter later, and he would roll through the 6th inning as well, 1-2-3. In the bottom of the 6th, the Brewers, facing Berríos still, would get a leadoff walk from Bryce Turang. Then Contreras would single through the right side. Brewers had runners on the corners. Yelich would strike out, and Willy Adames would lift a fly ball to shallow left, but just deep enough to score the speedy Turang, and the Brewers led it 3-1. That would chase Berríos from this game. Just the third time in 14 outings this year for Jose Berríos that he would not get through the 6th inning of a start. So the Brewers with a 3-1 lead, still trying to protect it. Colin Ray back out there in the 7th inning. And after retiring Guerrero Jr. and Bichette, he was facing Daniel Vogelbach. Two balls and a strike on Vogelbach. Ray brings home the pitch, and this is line into a leaping glove brought down by Bryce Turang. A sensational play by a sensational second baseman. Bryce Turang pulling that one out of the air. And Colin Ray, 7 innings, 3 hits, and just 1 run allowed over the course of the night tonight. He was fabulous for the crew. Yoel Piamps would work a scoreless 8th inning. Brewers would strand a couple of runners in the bottom of the 7th before that. And then the Brewers, after going down in order in the bottom of the 8th inning, would send Trevor McGill out to the mound in the 9th. He gave up a 2-out single to Spencer Horwitz, and it set up this battle with Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Now Guerrero and the pitch. Bouncer hit back up the middle, and the play by Turang. What else? Behind the bag, he grabbed it backhand style and threw out Guerrero to end the game. You know, with the runner moving, and Contreras is going to come out of there throwing, Turang was moving in the right direction, too.
So the Brewers win it 3-1. They take game one of this series here at American Family Field. We're back to wrap things up right after this on the Potawatomi Sportsbook Postgame Show here on the Brewers Radio Network.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps of pins fill the air. Grab
Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Jay.
Back with you at American Family Field. Brewers 3-1 winners over the Blue Jays here tonight. This is the Potawatomi Sportsbook Postgame Show, a new era of sports betting at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Potawatomi Sportsbook has dozens of self-service kiosks, a video wall, seating for over 200, restaurant, full bar, VIP deck, and more. It's truly a sports fan's paradise. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. We'll be back with you, though, tomorrow. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets underway at 6:35. The game to follow at 7:10. Brewers and Blue Jays, game two. Yusei Kikuchi will go for Toronto. Brewers have not announced their starter yet. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. For Bob Uecker, I'm Lane Griddle saying thanks again for listening, everybody. The final score here tonight, Brewers 3 and the Blue Jays 1. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of civic media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the civic media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. See no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow.
morning's echo says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Federal Judge Aileen Cannon in former President Donald Trump's classified documents case again rejects one of Trump's attempts to have the case dismissed. Trump is accused of keeping classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and then obstructing the FBI's efforts to get them back.